Hello?
There you are, sir.
Hi, Mr. President. On this case business and Williams thing, I've not been able to talk with Senator Case. I did talk to his administrative assistant on this, and he was embarrassed at the amount of publicity it got, according to her. He said that, or she said that, he merely wanted to use as an illustration something that he believed was wrong, that people in Congress should not solicit political contributions from people in the government. And that she says, Ms. Henderson, I think her name is, said that afterwards on television he tried to downgrade it in that respect, not make a big issue out of this particular thing, that you were in no way involved in it, and that Williams just got up afterwards and went back to Democratic dinners and Anchor Nelson's old accusations about arm twisting, you know, that stuff. And that was all he was referring to, and that you had no connection with this. I did not get the name of, she wouldn't give me the name of the congressman involved. I have from newspaper people their belief that it's Adam Clayton Powell. That may be wrong. That was who they thought it was a New York congressman. And there was no indication apparently of anything he said. Now the newspaper people say they didn't think it was a very big story. Even the Star writer said he was surprised it was on the front page. I don't think there'll be a big play on the story tomorrow, judging from their reactions to it. As far as Williams is concerned, he wrote us a letter back in January asking if we're going to do anything about election reform, and we wrote back yes, and you have. We just wrote back we had that under consideration, and we did contemplate legislation on that subject in accordance with your State of the Union message. And then we sent it down since. Now, the legislation that was reported out of that committee, Senator Cannon's bill, is very bad. It doesn't do anything. And I think it's something we should oppose and try to strengthen. I don't suppose it'll get any worse anyhow. But I would like to prevent it from coming to you, because I think if it came to you in the form that it's in, I would recommend a veto. Say there's no point in doing anything about this subject unless you really do it. Go back to, the administration recommendations on it or something closer to it.
Do you have any good banker here that's Jewish, liberal, that's obligated this administration? We might put in his treasurer over there. We can put in Dave Lawrence, or they can put in some professional Democrat. I'd rather have just some good banker that wouldn't embarrass us.
This over with the committee? Is this?
Treasure, that's treasure. I wish you'd think about some of these bankers.
All right. All right, I will. I don't, it's not something I can lay a hand on here, and on the Williams thing, really. Other than, this has nothing to do with this letter.
Look at this damn fool thing now. Mr. Warren Woodward, he's a boy who used to work for us. Now he works for American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
He purchased from Stein a patch suit that he wore during the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Woodward's giving this to the president for the presidential library. This information has been received by the Lord Barrett Library in Dorothy, Tarita. She'll receive the suit, will send it directly to archives for cleaning and preserving. What about that? Does that get me in trouble?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir. No, that doesn't give you any trouble.
I didn't get a note from you the other day, and I'm afraid someday we'll get this. This damn Japanese ambassador brought in a recorder, television
yeah. I know, I owe you that. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
I want that in the file for the library, and I recorded it on there. But someday, somebody about like this Reischauer or something. Did you see Reischauer's interview?
No, sir.
He gave out a pretty good interview. Said he supported us in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post carried his headline here today, or yesterday, that Reischauer says that he supports the administration in Vietnam. Down in the story, he said that back 20 years ago that he thought some things could have been handled differently. But that he, in the light of what we were confronted with, he supported. The New York Times took the part where it could have been handled differently and said, Reischauer opposes administration.
No.
The same damn interview. Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
And Humphrey and Drusk, that was the note I was giving them there today. Have you got any thoughts on this price thing that you haven't given me, price control and cost of living?
Mr. President, only thoughts I have on it are that I think that trying to formalize anything at this point would just not work and is wrong. I think the best thing that can be done is really just simply to continue, at least between now and January, to make as many pleas as you can to the unions and to the businessmen. I don't really believe that trying to formalize guideposts or formalizing any kind of wage price review has any prospects of success, and I think it's I think if I'm right on that it would be a mistake to do it.
I agree with you. I rather think that I think you are right. Now, one other thing, and then I'm going. I got a damn meeting at 8 o'clock. Really.
Can I raise one thing with you?
Yeah, but I want to raise this one with you before you do.
All right.
About the same subject. Right. You spent some time in a prison camp.
Yes, sir.
And you told me one time you wanted to serve your country in whatever capacity you could.
Yes, sir.
If I had an attorney general as good as you are, and I don't have, and I can't find one, and I don't think of any, I would make you go back to a prison camp again, because I think somebody's got to save this country, and we got to have two secretaries of state. But I'm just scared to death to have you leave the Department of Justice. Now, would you mind thinking tonight who you know it might be your big brother? I want somebody that can be the secretary of state along with Rusk. We've got to have two secretaries. And that's his order. That's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like to have you. I told him he couldn't have you. He would like to have McNamara, and McNamara said he'd gladly go any time.
So would I, Mr. President.
He feels that he started Vietnam, the Defense Department, and he says, I don't know what I've got that's fresh. Every idea I've got is in there. And I just don't think I can turn the rod cities and anything over to anybody but you. But I do think this is key. This man has got to rejuvenate that department like you have brought into justice. All different new men, young men, competent men, quiet men. They don't spend all their time leaking, but a good deal of it working. And then they got to have somebody that's got some judgment. And you have no idea how taxing and depressing it is to me. It just nearly breaks my spirit every day. If I have a conversation with the secretary, the damn thing's leaked, and it's in the paper,
yeah.
And it's twisted, and they just got no morale over there, and they got no imagination, they got no initiative, they got no ideas. And you have to ask four or five times to get a report. I called you today on this thing, told you to look into two angles of it, and I got my report, and I'm going home. Sometimes I call four or five times to get things over there. And it's a serious thing. Now, I don't want it in the papers. I don't want to cause any more trouble I already got. But I've got to have a top person. And we've looked around, and some of them think that Gardner ought to do it. he would be exceptional. I hate to ask him, and then gosh almighty, I hate to turn him over with all this decent segregation in all these schools, the job he's doing there, and jerk him out of that one. Some of them suggest Shriver. I think Shriver might take the third place. But this man can rebuild the whole damn department. He can take the third place, the fourth place, the fifth place, and bring all new people in. And I don't know how long Dean is going to stay there. He's going to stay there as long as he wants to, as far as I'm concerned, because I back my men unless something happened to him that made him sick or something. But he, I think, feels an obligation to try to get out of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not critical or mean with anybody, and he doesn't oppose any of our friends. He just never says anything disrespectful. But I've got to have somebody in there, and he really is not capable of getting out and selecting people. You have to bring them to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you.
I would do it, Mr. President.
I know it, but yeah. What the hell would you do if I got shot up in Chicago tonight?
Yeah, I know. I know.
I
just wanted you to understand that I would. That's
I know that. Yeah. I know that. That's the finest thing about you is that you're selfless. Besides brains, there's none of substitute for judgment. But I wish you'd think about it. If I had sent you, I'd have Ramsey. I'd have a Southerner. And if I didn't have him, I'd have problems there. And then I'd just have hell. Well, I don't think I can do that. The question is, do you think it's with the desegregation, and you have the best view of anybody in the government, I think, on all these problems, would it be justified in jerking Freeman away from the farmers, or would it be jerking Gardner is really the best? I believe he could get along with the liberal community. I believe he could give it a fresh approach. I think he would not be a warmonger. I think that he would I think Cy Vance would be good.
I was wondering about Cy. Of course, I think the defense hurts you with a liberal community. I suppose that's the difficulty.
That's it, but he is not a militarist.
No, he isn't. No,
he held him down.
Bob McNamara isn't, but he catches hell from
him. He'll hurt with the liberal community to have in there, but that's the way we're going to have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You think about it when they call you in the morning?
I will.
Don't talk to anybody about it, but just put on your thinking cap and go home and tell your wife to go on and turn out the light. She's going to think a little while and try to think of other people. A lot of people have been suggested, the Frank Stantons and the David Rockefellers and the John Dickies and the Frank the Murphys at California, ULCA, and Ellsworth Bunker and... this fella, Cornell, but he's told us three times that he can't come 5 years. Freeman is a possibility. He's done a lot of this work overseas. He does it well. He's articulate, but we just have held an election with the farmers. He's the only one that can really get out there and do that.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested today we ought to move Freeman into health and education, that he's liberal, that he gets along with the Negroes, that he's a welfare man at heart, that's been his background, and move Gardner over there so he'd be ready if anything happens to Rusk, that he has the better equipment. I think Bob McNamara kind of has that feeling. Do you look upon Gardner as Secretary of State?
I think so. What I really don't know about John is he hasn't had an opportunity to show it yet, is how well he can shake up a department that needs it just as much as state does.
Well, he has just brought in the best men over there you ever saw. All new men. He's cleaned up that whole Tony Celebrezzi thing.
Yeah, he's done a good job on this, and the job still, has to be done to really pull that together. It's comparable to the job that Bob McNamara faced over in defense.
Right, but the thing that bothers me about it...
And the state is, in a way, worse than any of them.
That's right. It is worse. And they'll all leak with you, and they get their favorite columnist, and they cut you. The thing worries me more about him. The only question I would have, I don't know anything about his international background, but they tell me that's good. And his...